Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, your GCT return for September 2014 is due on October 31, 2014. Persons who pay their GCT online must ensure that a return is also submitted, whether online or in office. Failure to file a GCT return, even where a payment is made, is a breach. A penalty may be imposed for failure to file the return. Also, all GCT refund returns must be filed online. In addition to the online option, taxpayers are reminded that payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. Persons paying by check may also use the electronic drop boxes located in our main tax offices. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
If your child should suffer from chikungunya, dengue, or even the flu, it's a possibility that he or she may also have a high fever. In today's edition of Get the Facts, tips on managing fever in children. There are many do's and don'ts in managing fever in children. If your child has a high fever, you can give child formula reducing medication such as Panadol, Cetamol or Tylenol. You can also give the child a sponge bath using a wash rag and room temperature water. Never use ice cold water. Here's why.
When the child goes in the ice cold water and you take them out, they're going to shiver. And they shiver violently. You've heard of people saying the child is having rigors or tremors. When they're shivering, it puts the temperature right back up to where it is. So you should never use ice or ice cold water to bathe them. And we don't want you to heat the water when you're bathing them, because you won't get as much heat transfer from the child to the water.
Consultant pediatrician Dr. Eve Palomino Liu. Rubbing alcohol all over a child with fever is also not recommended.
Alcohol is a volatile substance. It vaporizes easily. And usually when children have fever, they're in a closed room and they douse them down with the alcohol. And when you bathe the child down with it, especially if it's a young child, they can inhale enough of the vapors to make them intoxicated. And it's really not necessary to use alcohol. It's not a magic potion. If you can use tepid water to bathe the child, is a lot better. Alcohol is quite expensive, and tepid water bath is a lot more effective.
You can also place a cool damp cloth on your child's forehead to help bring the fever down. It's important to take the necessary steps to reduce fever from home before taking your child to a medical facility. This is extremely important to prevent the situation from escalating to a febrile seizure.
A febrile seizure is when the fever is rising rapidly. The child gets what we call a febrile convulsion, which is very frightening, because at first the child starts to shake. They stop breathing. When they're having the seizure, they get blue. And that's very frightening to a parent. If you see it 100 times, you're still frightened by it. And largely, you can usually prevent that by reducing their fever, giving them Panadol and cooling them down. We don't want to see them coming in with fever.
Consultant pediatrician Dr. Eve Palomino Liu. Dr. Liu says febrile seizures don't usually cause permanent damage to children, as they typically don't last a long time. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Get the Facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.